You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all again. This is Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host for the Monday morning. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what your week in has been like, it's about time for your miracle. We thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510, on your AM dial, bringing us in on where you at this morning, in your cars, in your homes, if you're taking a break. And we thank God for you. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is getting ready to do. I tell you, you don't want to miss this broadcast this morning. Wake up, tag, share, call your neighbor, call your friend, and do me one favor, especially call your enemies. Tell them you didn't call for nothing else. You need them to listen to this radio broadcast on this morning. God is going to be doing something with us in this radio broadcast and for you. Listen, I have my special guest in here. I tell you, we've been talking about this revival. I have my special guest in here. She's here with the team, with some of the members all the way from Charleston. I'll tell you, it's going to be something up in here. It's going to be something at this revival this week. Again, Pastor Ann Robinson, we have her here with us. I know we got to get into these announcements, but I just feel led to bring her on. Come on. Come on and greet the people.
Good morning, everyone. I bring you greetings from Charleston, South Carolina, where we have come to share with your apostle the good news about what the Lord is doing in our lives. We are so excited to be here. We're looking forward to the Holy Spirit coming and moving in such a mighty way. You don't want to miss it. Like he said, bring your family, your friends, and even tell your foes that there's something about to happen in this ministry on this week. If you can just believe that God is going to move, he's going to do miracles, signs and wonders will follow. And we're so excited to be in your town, into your city. Now, don't let us come and you're not here. So come on out and let us have God. Let us worship God together.
Yes, 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 yes. I know we got so excited. I know you used to be coming on and we doing something, but I just feel an urgency in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. To come on and just release the woman of God to over this airways, because I know God is getting ready to do something. I believe it. I'm anticipating. I'm waiting for God to do it, because he's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to do it.
He will.
So guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on here. I know God's getting ready to do it. I feel it in the pit of my soul. God is getting ready to stir you up and turn some things around for you. Only if you can believe. Come on. That's all you got to do is believe. You don't have to come with a long resume. You don't have to come with, oh, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda. He is God. He can do anything by himself. Come on, Pastor. Take us to the throne of grace.
Heavenly Father, as we come right now, God, first we come to tell you thank you. God, it's not enough that you lay us down on last night and you woke us up this morning. But God, you even bless us beyond that. One more chance, God, we got, God, we can open our eyes. It's another day, God, that we can speak, Father. We even have the activities of our limbs. So, Father, we tell you thank you. God, we don't know what this day is going to bring forth, God, but we know who holds the day. And God, as your people have come forward, there are some who are crying out to you, God. There are some who didn't even realize they would even see this day. But, oh, God, you let them rise on this morning, Father, so at least we can tell you thank you.
Thank you.
But listen, God, we even said, Holy Spirit, come on and have your way.
Have your way.
There's some hearts and mind, God, that need to be renewed, God,
yes,
that
God.
Need to be revived, even replenished, God. Only you can do it,
only
Father.
Only you can do it.
You said if we can only believe, God.
Praise
and on this morning, God, we believe. We're believing in miracles. Yes. Yes. Because somebody on this call, God, need a miracle.
Yes.
Somebody needs you to visit them again, Father.
Yes,
and Father, we're believing that it can be done.
Thank you.
Is there anything too hard for you, Father?
Glory.
We say no.
Hallelujah.
You can do the impossible. And that's what we're going to receive on this morning. Now, bless your people, God.
Yes.
We're asking this right now. Do like only you can do.
Yes.
It is in Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen.
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 And amen.
And amen. Amen. Excuse me. It's an agreement.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not fighting against.
No.
It's an agreement.
It is.
And that's what we come to do. We come to come to an agreement with you
with
this
you.
Morning.
Yes, with you.
Whatever you believe God for.
Yes, sir.
And whatever you're waiting for God to do, we come to believe God with you. Any two touch and agree.
It shall be done. We believe that already. Yeah, we believe already. I came here believing.
Yes.
With expectation. There's a difference. Some people just hope, but I come expecting God to move.
Yes.
And he will do what he said.
Yes.
He have ordained this day to take place, and we walk into it.
Praise God.
We really do.
Yes.
Your man of God, the apostle here, who has a beautiful spirit, has such a welcoming spirit to us,
Amen.
Not for the people who've come from Charleston, but even those of you who know him.
Yes.
You hear him every week. And he is still the same person. So why not come and support? Believe what he said. If he said God going to do it, you can take that beyond the bank. He will do it.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's got to do it. I'm so grateful to what God is doing, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Because he has done so much.
Yes, sir.
And I tell the people of God, if he don't do nothing else for me,
come on with it.
I got enough that he have already done.
That part.
For me.
Yes, sir.
And with me.
Yes,
and
sir.
Through me and by me.
Yes, sir.
To take me
all
off.
Of that.
All of that.
All of that.
He don't have to do nothing else because he don't woke me up.
Okay. But listen, he goes beyond that. We often hear people say that, I give honor to God because he woke me up. But yeah, he did more than woke you up.
Yes.
It's apparent because we see you. But didn't he do some other things? You still can see.
Yes.
You still can move your limbs. You can hear. You know who you are.
Yes.
So he goes beyond just waking us up, because many times we stop there,
mm-hmm.
but he goes beyond that.
Yes.
There's so many more things he add on to the day.
Yes.
And sometimes we lose track of that. Mm-hmm. But God, we so grateful for the sunshine.
Let's
go
yes.
there. Even when the rain falls sometimes,
yes.
we're grateful for the rain, Father.
Yes.
The breeze that we feel, the gentle
Hallelujah.
Breeze that come on our skin. We're grateful for what we call little things.
Yes.
But little things are great things.
They're great things.
Yeah,
great
it is.
Things.
Yeah, it is.
And that's
it is.
What we have to realize. People feel, if I don't get nothing big, I don't get a car, I don't get a house. You know, I'm not going. I don't have a lot of money.
Really?
I'm not going. No. He says, delight yourself in him.
Okay, come on.
And then he'll do what? Give us the desires of our heart. But as you were saying, the little things.
But guess what? We can have all that and don't have him.
And that,
you can have the money in the bank and can't spend it. You can
it.
Have food in the refrigerator and can't eat it.
Yes.
You can even have the fine house and can't enjoy it.
Yes.
But you can have none of that and have him.
Yeah, have him.
And still have everything.
Still
because
got
if
everything.
God for you, who can be
who
against
be against
you? But if he has, if he's not even for you, have nothing.
That's it.
So give me him and
give
he'll
me.
Add those other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That part.
That's
yes.
what he said. Yeah,
yeah.
Add it.
Yeah. Add it.
These are benefits. The car is his benefits.
Yes, sir.
Or serving him.
But guess what? If you don't have that, if you don't have that car, can you still bless him?
Well, I can.
Okay. As many as listen, our joy and happiness, joy, there's a difference between the two.
Yes.
People are joyous. I can be joyous without because I got him.
There you go.
You can only be happy with what you have in
yes.
your hand. Some people are only happy if you give them money or if they have a car. But listen, you can be without a car and I as long as I can get to point A and point B.
Yes.
I still got joy.
You got joy.
My joy is not dependent upon what I have
that's
in my
it.
Hand. My joy is because I got him.
That's yeah. it.
The joy of the Lord. That's my
strength.
The joy of
come
the Lord.
Come on. It let's talk
take,
about it.
Listen, people of God. It doesn't take much to get me excited. Because all I got to do is think. And I thank God that I still have a mind that I can think.
Yes.
I can think about who he is. Not so many things he's done, but because he's God.
Mm-hmm.
He really is the air I breathe.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Gets my lung to go in and out. My
yeah.
heart beat because of him. If I don't have him, I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So to have him excites me. I get excited to talk about him.
Yes.
It's amazing how we can talk about loved ones and our cars and our job. But I get excited talking about God.
God, that's it.
How much I love him, but how much he loves me. Me.
Yes.
He loves you, a wretch undone. And he
yes.
still loves us even when we don't do right.
Yes.
Even when we go contrary to his word, he love us with an everlasting love. Who don't want a God like that?
Ah.
Why wouldn't you serve a God like that, that love you in spite of you?
Yes.
in spite of who you are, he still yet loves us.
Yes.
Oh, he excites me.
Yes.
Then anybody else get excited?
Oh, yes.
You know, when
yes.
you meet that boyfriend and girlfriend, you got butterflies. But listen, after a while, they don't do that for you. But any time of the day, I can go with my Heavenly Father. I can sit in His presence, and something begins to happen to me.
Yeah, come on, talk about it.
I become so joyous.
Come
listen,
on.
I got the butterflies I can't even contain because my hand go up.
Yes.
My feet might even start moving. I don't even hear no music.
Yeah, come on.
But the music is within. So there's something about having Him for real.
Yes.
You talk about it. Some people perpetrate and they pretend. Mm. But when you know that you know that you know, mm-hmm. I got Him for real.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, you know, you go back. And I have to keep seeing how God brought us together.
Yes, sir.
That Friday night in Charleston,
yes, sir,
with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood and the church family, and I think it was their convention.
Yes.
How God just fitted us together, joined us together. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about that like you're talking about now. You're talking about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You're talking about what's on the inside of you.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about the Holy Ghost and don't show no action.
Come on. Yeah.
Because the Holy Ghost is action. The Holy Ghost is power.
Yeah. But you can't have Him and not have that. There is no way. And I often hear people say, you know, I don't shout like you and I don't have. But if you got that
you
power,
got something.
But you got it.
Yes.
If you have the Holy, He's just not for me. The same joy He gives me, He could give you if you have Him.
Yes.
There's a difference. You talk about something you don't know. I know because He lives in me.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes.
I don't put Him on and take
Come
Him
on
off.
Here.
He lives
he
in
lives
me
us.
Every day. He's in me. I can't take Him off. I can't brush it off. No, I should can fan this off me. No, you can't. You can't water this down.
No.
He's in me.
Yes.
And I want Him to be a part of me. So if you have Him, and you're talking about when we connected, there's something about the Spirit. He says, Spirit knows Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know me. I didn't know
you.
But there's something because we had a kindred spirit. Our spirit connected. There's something about that. The Spirit connected, and here goes the fire.
Yes.
Consuming fire.
Yes.
And my thing, you can't be in His presence and not feel Him.
Come on.
Tell me how.
You can't do it.
How can you be in God's presence and you not feel his presence? Mm-hmm. It's something about it. You can't even contain it. Mm-hmm. How can you contain that kind of fire? And that's one of the messages coming about that fire. But I'll leave that for those who want to come and hear what He has to say.
Oh, yes.
But
yes.
You got to first have Him. I got Him.
Mm-hmm.
No, and any single day, I got Him. I don't take Him off and put Him on.
Yes.
And I don't hide, and there's no apology.
Yes.
And I'm not ashamed of God. I love Him.
Yes.
There's a difference. You talk about it, I walk it. I really do love Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to live a life that someone can see Him through me. Because it's not about apostles. It's not about me. But it's about the God we serve. And He's here for anyone who wants to have a relationship with Him.
Yes.
And that's what's sad. Even in a time like this, many people still don't want to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to talk about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's our Savior. I know there's many denominations, and we're not here to knock on any of them.
Right.
But we, for us, Christian believers, we believe that Jesus is our Savior.
Yes.
We believe He walked this earth.
Yes.
We believe He's coming back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, He is. But until He gets there, He sent the Comforter, which is the
Holy Ghost.
You can't get away from it.
Yes.
People don't want to talk about He is God's Spirit.
Yes.
That resides in us.
Yes.
You got Him.
Yes.
And imagine when we come together, churches, because that's what we're doing this week. We're coming together. He's in me.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the apostle. Mm-hmm. And for anybody else who's coming and someone who may want Him, He waits for you. Do you want Him? This is the week right here to get Him.
Oh, my God. Yes.
This is the week.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the week. Many things going to happen, people of God.
Praise God.
He's already told me. He's already showed me. Mm. Now, if you want to be a part of it, I dare you to come.
Yeah. Oh, well, you heard that.
I put it out there.
She put it out there. She dare you to come. Yeah. Listen, and then I double dare you to come.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you're asking.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're asking.
Tell me, Apostle.
Guess what? All roads, all sidewalks, all curves.
Yes.
Come on. Lead to 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come. You don't want to miss this week. I'm telling you. And if you got something going on tonight, and you say, well, I'll go in the middle of the week. No, push it back.
Yes.
And get there tonight.
Yes.
God is going to meet you there. And He's going to do exactly what He spoke to the woman of God to do.
Yes.
So you got to get there by all means.
Come.
It's an urgency.
Yes. And again, with coming, come with your expectation. I mean, you don't know me from Adam. You really don't. But if you know anything about God, Because that's who I come to promote. It's not about me. There's no title for me. I mean, he may call me this and that, yes, but it's about promoting God, Jesus, yes, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So come. If you come to be a spectator, well, come right on.
Come on.
Yeah, if you come to be an instigator, come right
come
on.
Come on.
You're welcome to come,
yes,
because he has something to say to you.
Yes.
He really does.
Oh, yeah.
No, he really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Again, I can't say we've been excited. We've been in anticipation for this day. We have from the time he said, we've been looking forward to this. We've been fasting and we've been praying. We've been praying because we want the Holy Spirit to move. So this is not a show.
Mm-hmm.
Please do know that this is no performance.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because I don't do performance. And it's not scripted. I mm-hmm. say it oftentimes with sermon because when I say, Holy Spirit, have your way, I mean that.
Yes.
I can spend hours on a sermon, 10 pages if necessary, and he'll say, go this route.
Yes.
Take another route. Because there's something else I want to say or something different.
Yes.
So we're really excited, Apostle. Mm-hmm. And I know this is God.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you this is the move of God. He ordained this,
yes,
this last year, huh?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or even prior to that. He ordained this, right, minister?
Yes,
he
yes.
He ordained this moment. And who knew
we didn't.
Such a time as now? Who knew that come that particular on. Night when the Scots, Reverend Scott called me and he spoke to my husband. This is how it came out. He spoke to my husband. He said, what if I can get your wife to come into our service? We're having our conference,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking for a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, he said, I thought about her, or the Lord put it in her heart
mm-hmm.
to ask us. And that's when we went. We took the invitation. And who knew that that particular night that you would be coming from Florida and you would be there? But you know who knew?
God knew.
Yes, sir.
God
knew. That's who knew. When
yes,
you're talking
did.
About steps being ordered, God knew
yes.
that was the appointed time
yes.
that he allowed our paths to cross.
Yes.
And then he said, listen, and these was his word. I got to get you to our revival.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, okay, maybe a couple nights or whatever. And he said, oh, no, the whole week. I said, the whole week, sir? Okay, that we will do.
Yes.
Yes.
That we will do. Yes. And so I know this is of God.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him. I've known about him my whole life, but I accepted Jesus as my Savior at age 16.
Yes.
And I'm going on 60 years old this year. Have not turned back. He has not deterred from that. I have been walking with him. He's been speaking and talking. So this is nothing. This is not a happen chance.
Oh,
it's
God.
Been ordained
yes.
for this time. And whatever God wants to do, he's going to do it.
He's going to do
Don't
it.
Don't you yes, miss Lord. It.
Come on here.
I'm asking you to come. Well, I've already dared you now. You said, who is she to dare? I dare you to come.
Yes.
And I dare you to bring somebody else.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
I dare you come. If you want to see God moon, it's not that you haven't before. I come here not to show anybody up because that's not what it is. It's not that you don't even have a pastor or a preacher. God just sent somebody else because
yes.
there's something else he wants to say.
Come on. Yes. He's God is so, oh, my God. And I say this not being puffed up or
yeah.
proud. God speaks
yeah.
because he doesn't have one voice.
Come on.
Like people
yeah.
think he is.
No, he don't. Yeah.
God only speaks
That's
me.
Not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
God only uses
That's
me.
Not true.
That's not true.
That's
he
not
have
true.
People in every place.
That's
like you
true.
Said,
yeah.
it was an urgency
yeah.
for me to get
Hallelujah.
There.
Yeah.
I spoke that Sunday.
Yes,
and, you know, I said, no, I'm going. I'm coming in on Friday.
Yes.
I'm coming. I
yeah.
want to be in the service that
yeah.
night.
That night.
That night.
That night.
Because
was something
God
about that
knew
night.
That he was going to.
Isn't that something?
He already knew it, like you said.
Isn't that something?
It was already in the frame.
Isn't that something?
From the beginning.
Isn't that something?
So he allowed me to
yeah.
come. As soon as I walked in, I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
And when the Pastor Scott said, Apostle Watkins, I'm like, oh, God,
yeah.
walk right in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
boom.
Wow.
Everybody was in there.
Yeah.
My eyes went right to you.
Yeah. Have you heard what's for you is for you?
Yes.
Listen,
oh, okay.
you can even, if we're in a line, you can even jump in front of me, but because you're not me,
yes.
whatever he has for me, he'll skip over you,
yes.
around you, above
Come
you
on.
To get
Come
to
on.
Me. You can be in a crowd of 10,000, but if it's for you, it's,
yes.
for you.
It's for you.
So when you say your eyes are just
yes.
came on me, that's who it was supposed to
yes.
be.
Yes.
So when we're looking at our steps and when people of God, when you're looking at things happening in your life and you would say, you know, so and so, such and such is going to happen. There's a timing that even God has.
Yes.
We know he's not constricted to time, but things happen on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a time set, and this is him setting up the time for we to
Hallelujah.
Meet, to bring me here
yes.
to
yes.
say whatever he has for me to say
yes.
to whomever wants to come and hear it.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how excited I am. Have you ever seen somebody excited to go to church?
Oh, yes.
excited to tell God's word. Excited. We don't see that anymore, sir.
Come on, no.
People don't even want to go to church.
Come on.
We get up in the morning. I have members with me who said, I can't wait till Bible study.
Yes.
I couldn't wait to come on Wednesday. Yes. I couldn't wait to come on Sunday.
Yes.
You don't find that anymore.
No.
The zeal, the vigor has left people.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes.
But they need to get that back.
Come on. Yes.
You need to be revived.
Come
That's
on. Talk about
if you have lost yours, if for some reason you're still in the past, if some reason whatever have happened, and I won't say things haven't happened to you. For some reason, you have lost that desire. You no longer want to come. Well, guess what? I'm talking to you. I came to see you.
Come on.
Because you need to be revived.
He's
having a revival.
Yes,
you need, your spirit man needs to be revived. Because whatever Satan has prompted and told you, I don't know, whatever Satan has said, he planted a lie. Did you not know he's a deceiver?
Yes.
He's the master of
deception. Come on, let's talk about
it. He has told you, you don't need to go to church. Mm. You don't need to listen to no preacher. But he lied again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And here God said, yes, I want you to come. So guess what? You need to be revived.
Yes.
And this is the week to do it. This is it. This is the week. I don't know what all God's going to do. All I can tell you, he's up to something.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I didn't, how many miles did we travel here? We didn't come all the way from Charleston to look at we came to do what he told us to do.
Yes.
No, I didn't come to look at nobody. And let me tell you this, I don't come to be cute because only babies and monkeys cute.
Okay.
What they say. So it's not about being cute. It's not about giving myself a name. I came to proclaim the good news of the Lord and whatever he has put into my spirit to bring to his people because you belong to God.
Yes.
And we're excited to do just that. Yeah, there's an assignment. And, yeah, I have an appointed time, which is now. And I'm so grateful to Apostle Watkins. Really, I really am a humble man.
Full of
humility, really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask God to bless him double
in the name
for being
of
what?
Jesus.
Obedient.
Yes. Yes.
Because he could have said, he could have bypassed it. I'm not getting her. I don't know anything about her. But because he obeyed the voice of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
So I say to you, Apostle, whatever you have before the Lord, because you obeyed him and have his servant to come here, it will be done.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it will be done.
Yeah.
2026,
I believe
have to go
it.
Back
yes.
to that. It will be done.
Yes.
And for you people who are out there,
hallelujah.
People of God,
come on.
If you're expecting and looking
God.
And been asking God, I'm going to tell you like he told me, 2026 is the year
for
many things to happen. You're talking maybe what? Nah, multiple things.
Yes.
Because he can do several things at one time. But if you can just believe it, amen, that's how strong it is. If you can believe that God can do it this week, some going to be tonight.
Come on here. Hallelujah.
Something's going to be done on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You don't listen. Don't pinpoint which day. Come every night.
Hallelujah.
Because you'll get everything. Come every night and hear what God wants to pour into you.
Yes,
it's time for a revival. You need to be revived.
Yes.
Don't let the enemy, I'm not feeling well. Shake it off and come on anyway.
Yes.
Well, if you're not feeling well, come where you can get healed.
Come on here.
If you're not feeling well, you're coming to the right place.
Yes,
because
right.
healing will be taking place.
Yes,
deliverance.
Lord. Yes.
Even salvation can take place this week right here.
Yes.
I'm ready. How about you?
I'm ready. We're ready.
I'm ready. I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but we'll get to know each other this week.
Come.
And if you got the Holy Ghost, I know you. We got the same kind
of
thing.
Come on.
Nah, there's just not one in Charleston and one here. No, it ain't but one Holy
Ghost.
One that comes from one God,
Yes.
that he allowed to come in all of us if you want him.
That's it.
I want everything he got for me.
Yes.
How about you? I want everything God has for me.
Everything.
The devil took too much from you. Yeah,
give
and I'm speaking to you.
Mine.
You have allowed him to take too much.
Come
he
on.
Took your joy.
Talk about it.
He took your joy. He got you. You don't even have peace in him. I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for somebody. He has took your peace.
Mm-hmm.
You once had it, and it also come out on us. So you once had it,
yes,
but it
Lord.
Has left you, and you're in your house, and you're wondering why nothing. You can't even rest in your bedroom, whomever
Hallelujah.
That is this morning. You can't even rest in your bedroom. There is no peace in your house at all. But listen, says the Lord, you can have it.
Yes.
You can have it because he can restore.
Yes.
It's the enemy come playing tricks with your mind
Praise
to think
God.
That you God don't even love. This is what he tells you. God don't even love you.
Mm-hmm.
but he's a liar.
Yes,
he died.
Listen,
he allowed his son to die for you.
Yes.
That's how much love he got. And even when you don't do right, even if you have backslid, he said, I'm married to you.
The backslider, yes.
Where can you go that I'm not there?
Come on.
I got you. I got my protection around you.
Yeah.
So I dare you, listen, do not believe that lie, because it is a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie from the devil. He will restore your peace back. Yeah, he will. He wants to give it to you.
Hallelujah.
You're walking around in a daze, and it's missing, because you once had it now. You once had it, but it's missing. Mm. The service says revive. That means you got to put it back in, because you once had it.
Come on.
And that old crafty enemy, he's so good, but listen, he ain't that good, because we recognize his move, because it's just him. But he won't win.
No.
He's been defeated.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been defeated. And you will tell your own story. But come out tonight, whomever that is. Come out tonight. Yes. Come and let the Lord do what he want to do in your life. Because he want to do it. This is the year for it. Mm-hmm. I will not go back on that word.
Praise
he spoke
God.
That 2025, 12/31, before January 1st came in. He said 2026 will be the year. Many things going to happen in this year. Many. Some going to be quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Some going to be instantaneously. Mm. Yeah. Some going to be supernaturally done. This year.
Yes.
I'm looking for mine.
Yeah.
I've been speaking it for a minute. It will come to pass, sir. It will come to pass. The same way which you don't know, I had three members in my church who all needed kidneys. Two were my sons, and one was another female. All three needed kidneys, sir. One was on dialysis for 7 years, my oldest son. The other one, middle one, was on for 5. And then I had Sister Val, who was on like a year. All three. Now, we're just crazy enough to take that matter before God. Let me tell you, people of God, if you can believe in miracles. Now, sometimes you hear one person get one. And another.
But come on here. Go ahead and walk it out.
Miracles. How do three get it all one? Yes. All three. Who does that but God?
That God.
We call that thing, we petition heaven,
and
we stood on his word.
Yes.
It will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how long it took. One took 7 years, but it came.
It came.
One took 5, but it came. One took 1, but it came. He gave all three.
Yes.
All three kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
God.
Nobody. And you're saying that miracles don't happen?
Yes.
I tell you, you're a liar. The devil is a liar.
Yes,
miracles still happen. Mm-hmm. Signs and wonders will follow. And will follow even those he's performing through.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time we got to believe. People don't believe anymore, Apostle.
That's it.
And I'm so sorry. Even leaders, sir.
Yes.
Even leaders who proclaim in God's word, they don't believe what they're proclaiming.
No.
They don't believe what they preach. I believe everything I tell you.
Yes.
I believe everything the word said. If he said it, I believe
it. Yes.
It don't even have to make sense.
Come
if
on.
I said it, I believe it, and I will stand on that.
Yes.
I'm going to even speak it.
That's it. Now.
Because he said, what?
Now.
That was the word.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Ooh. Yes.
So listen, I believe it now, and the manifestation is coming.
Yes.
I receive it now, and the manifestation is coming.
Yes,
so
Lord.
My faith, when the lady, when the widow, when the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
She had believed before she could even get to him.
Yes.
So the healing had already started. The manifestation happened when she touched him. But her faith had already started already. So I say to you, if where you are, if you can believe it now, it's already started to working.
Come on.
And you will see the manifestation. Yeah, take that leg that won't move. That same leg who is swollen, lay your own hand on your leg. And you said, now leg move.
Right now.
Leg move. Mm-hmm. And it has to obey because it has to line up by his stripes.
We already
healed. Not healing, not will be shall. H-E-A-L-E-D.
Yes.
Come on here.
Healed. So what I do, I'm going to walk in it.
Yes.
Even if it hurts, I'm going to get up if I got to drag that leg because healing has already taken place. So it starts right with your mindset. I believe it, sir. I believe it. I know he's going to do it.
Yes.
You're talking about somebody who knows. It isn't what I think. Nah, I know. How do you know? I know because I've tried him.
Yes.
How do you know? I've been there when he opened doors for me.
Yeah.
When doors were shut. It really was. He opened when man said, no, your son will not live. Who said that?
Mm.
Whose report am I going to believe?
The report of the Lord.
I choose to believe.
Yes.
There's a difference. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. That's not what God said.
Yes.
When God said, when you said it won't happen, what did God say? He said, you have what you see when you speak.
Yes.
So I speak it.
Yes.
I have with my mouth say, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
So this is who we are. We come from Charleston to declare the good news that you probably already know, because I know Apostle teaches. I know he teaches and he preaches.
Yes.
So I'm not saying anything that he has not already saying. I'm just backing him up.
There you go.
He got reinforcement today.
There you go.
He probably said, oh, my hair come up. Yeah, he got reinforcement because I'm backing everything he said.
Yes. Here we are. That's it. That's it. We're in. It's been reinforced.
Total agreement.
Total agreement. And I know what you're saying about the leg. I know what you're saying about
yes,
the